little hillbilly action.
Alright. Hello.
Mystery.
The show. Mystery. Show.
Oh, crap.
Should we do this?
I forgot my watch. Hey, wait up. Can you hear us? Fat Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Fat Area Community Theater Mystery Show. KPIPLB 94.7 here in the lovely Fayette, Missouri. You know who we got here today? We got, what's
Tommy
your name?
G.
Oh, that's Tommy G. I didn't imagine that, huh?
Hey, what's up?
This guy over here, who's this guy?
Who are you people and what are you doing with my horse?
Josh Goggin.
And then I have myself I may have lost my... No, my name's Josh.
Your name's Josh
My
two?
Name's Josh 2.
Josh
2. Kirby.
Kirby.
Is the name.
All right.
And straight comedy game, is Josh. The game. It's just not that...
Working on it.
Working on it. Guess what, though? We got an extra special guest here
extra
today.
Guest.
And an upcoming folk singer, songwriter...
Right? Yeah, I mean, hope so.
Pretty much,
fingers
you know.
Crossed.
Yeah, you're going to be famous someday.
Take the scene by storm. Yeah. Why don't you announce yourself?
What do you call yourself?
I am Kaya Gregoire, and I'm from Massachusetts, but I'm here.
All right.
You're welcome.
Missouri's not a bad place to be. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Hope you like mosquitoes, because they got a lot.
Right.
You know, people in Massachusetts don't know about chiggers.
Oh, I know about you.
My girlfriend lives in Massachusetts, and when I told her I'm getting chigger bites from being out here in this field, she's just like, is that a slur for something?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, there's ticks too.
Bazinga.
And a lot of them are bazillion of them.
Hey, is that slur for something?
Slur?
Politician?
Slur. Is it?
I'm sorry.
Well, tick, yeah. Well, we'll just leave that alone because we don't want to cause any friction.
Tell us about Massachusetts, all right?
Massachusetts.
What started you in music? Tell me about that.
Well, my whole family, both my mom and dad's side, have always been really musical, and my sister's kind of got art already pinned up, so I couldn't do that. And so it was this or acting, and I'm not great at it, so I went with music.
Okay.
I had to have something, you know?
I don't know how good you are at art, and I don't know how good you are at acting, but I think you made the right choice.
Oh, thank you.
I actually agree. Especially when you can listen to someone one time and pick them up. I mean, you know, I picked her up very easily and easy to come as far as music is concerned. And I love music myself, and of course, we're going to be rooting and tooting for you.
Oh, really?
How we're doing.
Is that
maybe? I don't know about tooting.
Okay.
No trumpets and no
no
bass drums or kettle drums.
No kettle drums.
I don't like that. Drumming is strictly prohibited within a 20-foot radius.
That could be bad. Is there any fans on oscillators or? We gotta get that smell out of here.
What would you classify yourself as folk?
I mean, this is, all my songs are super, super different. This one is definitely really folky, kind of alternative, but a lot of my songs are not. This is just the one I've known. I wrote this when I was like, I don't know, 13 or 14, so I've known it for a good 4 years.
Nice.
So it's the easiest one for me to sing, and it's probably my favorite. But this one's, I call it folky.
Okay.
Folky.
Folky.
Cross me, how many songs do you have on your record?
I'd say I have a good 15 at this point, 15
okay.
or 20.
Okay. Well, we always have the, well, we have some new more musicians, of course, coming on, and that's what we like. And
the band's all here.
The band's all right. Here. The band's back together again.
Okay. Who do we have here? We got Patricia clapping in the background here.
All right. Patricia.
She's going to be our resident percussionist.
Our I'll call lovely director of programming here at KPIP LP 94.7.
Right here in the heart of Bay End. Right here at
Homegrown Radio.
Homegrown Radio! Right, the mystery. We have mystery with that too. That's 24/7. 24/7, you guys. We do this show for all the community right here in Fayette, Missouri. And it is just a delightful thing to have your own radio station, people. So you best start listening to 94.7 KPIP. 24 hours. Come on.
That's right.
We
don't sleep.
That's an ultimatum.
We never sleep. There's lots of coffee being brewed.
Coffee being brewed, totally. Anyway.
Then we don't want to forget our other guest.
We got another guest.
Our resident engineer.
Yes.
Hello. John Tinker here.
That's right.
All right.
I have a technical question.
Yes, sir.
Hit me.
Can you tune up on when you're on the air?
I don't see why not.
Well,
it sounds kind of cool.
This is a mystery show, and guess what?
I think it sounds awesome when people are tuning up.
It's like its own little musical masterpiece.
Right.
By itself.
In A major.
Right.
And also, you know, it's like, it ramps you up. It gets you excited because you're like, okay.
That's my favorite part of playing ukulele.
Oh, they're about to play something different. Whenever
you're
let's see. Okay. Well, I mean, somewhere that would be considered a song.
Does your dad need to tune into a certain?
So, if whenever you would be at the concert, you know, like say if you went to a Nirvana concert back in the day, whenever rest his soul.
I mean,
you know,
Kurt Cobain probably would try to pawn tuning a guitar off as.
You know, he'd probably be successful at it.
He would be very successful at it.
Cole
would just be sitting in the back, just like.
Half of his songs were just tuning
tune
his guitar.
Smacks his stinks together a couple of times. Okay, I'm good.
But you'd get excited every time you heard him going to drop D. Because you're like, yeah, he's an awesome song.
Have you guys seen on Facebook? It was a while ago, but it was somebody, you list 10 concerts and people try to pick out
the
one that
doesn't fit. And then Nick Grohl is just like, here, I've got my own version. Here's a list of 10 bands. List the one that I wasn't in. Joke's on you. I've been in all of them.
I've seen that. Yep.
What are the bands?
Oh, gosh. Queens of the Stone Age, Soundgarden, Them Crooked Vultures, The Desert Sessions, Foo Fighters, Nirvana. There's a bunch more.
I've recognized
three
of those.
Huh?
And I bet you know which one. Nirvana, Foo Fighters, and Soundgarden.
The name, Black Old Sun. Oh, is that copyright? Can I do that?
Hey, it was under 10 seconds, so you're good.
Is that really it?
You get 10 seconds. You can play 10 seconds of any song without having to pay for it.
What if you speed it up and you do the whole song in 10 seconds? Is that still allowed?
That should be allowed.
That, you know what? I think
that should be allowed.
They should be impressed to the point where they just let you do it.
You guys sang so bad that you sped it up to where nobody could understand it and used it.
It would sound like that, right?
You're pretty good at finding loopholes.
I want to hear Master of Puppets.
That was
10
seconds.
Down to 10 seconds. That's it. That was it.
It's like the majority of Metallica songs got up to 10 seconds. It's
like a car crash.
It's like a train second.
It's like a
train wreck.
It's
like
a sound
really fast.
I want to hear the whole album.
It's
got
one note. We're done.
Break slamming. Chaos ensuing.
Chaos? I know those guys.
I don't know what chords these are. I just made them up. So good luck following. But you guys got something else here?
What are you? What are you gonna play for us here? Blues.
This is an original song I wrote called Risky. And it's,
first time on air.
It is my first time on air. Well, it's not my first time on air in general, but with this song it is. So
okay,
right. Everyone's good to hear. Okay. And typically it's a little bit faster, but
okay,
sometimes I get out of breath and I can't cut this a couple times or people are going to get annoyed. So I'm going to slow
it down. We're slowing down for Tom.
We're slowing it down for him, not
throw
for me.
Throw some water on you whenever you're running
out
of breath.
Yeah, if I like get a little...
Start to see smoke rising from her fingers.
It might happen.
Sparks.
Sparks.
It's been a minute. But is this first thing on the agenda? It's a lot of pressure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want us to, like, postpone it by making more horrible jokes, then sure.
Or what we can do to make sure it's not... copyrighted.
I know.
Yeah.
All in 10 seconds. Just do it all
I can do it all in 10 seconds.
Do
well,
it all.
This one is my own song. So...
Wait a
this
minute.
One.
What's the first note of every chord that you're going to play and just play the first notes all at once? All
right. Oh, God. I don't know if I can... Wait. That's not going to happen. That's just going
to
be a D minor. That's all
right.
You can just do it live.
To help, all right?
Do it live.
I thought I could do it, but I couldn't. It just... That's what it would be, and that's the whole song, and that's just too short. All right, people. You can end the horrible jokes for about 3 minutes.
This. Okay. All right.
Dance.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, I was already at Trace. I started playing.
When did we turn into a Spanish radio station?
Just a minute ago.
Hey, I got
just
a maracas.
It's all inclusive. It's 2017. All right.
Let's do this.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
One, two, three, and...
I'm
history.
Live performance. That's right. Fine. Here at the KPIP.
KPIP.
KPIP?
KPIP.
Radio. KPIP. Homegrown radio. Local radio. Voices. Homegrown. Pertinent information. Great music.
Awesome.
That's 94.7. 94. The Bay Area Community Theater Mystery Show.
24/7. 24/7. Never sleeping. Never. No sleep.
Coffee. We brew coffee.
Come in.
You like coffee? I like coffee. I like creamer. You like creamer?
You got creamer?
Okay.
I love creamer.
You love creamer?
Yeah, creamer.
On to pertinent topics, then. That's one of those things that you listed right off the top of your head there.
Carl was just jazzing.
Huh? What?
Just, what do you got? What do you got? Oh, I got something.
Do you?
Go for it. Yeah. Every Friday night at 9 p.m., guess what you can hear?
The Mystery Show.
The Mystery Show.
That's a given. It's nice. That's a given.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Oh, I got another thing, actually.
What's that, bro?
The 21st of July, Fayette Area Community Theater is actually putting on Godspell Jr.
Oh.
And that's going to be up on the square at the Rick Alexander Building, I guess is what
they're calling it, the Alexander Hotel.
Alexander Hotel. Alexander, that's right. Hotel. Yeah, and that'll be at 7:30 or 7 p.m. 7
p.m. 7 p.m. And the Sunday matinee.
Yeah.
And I believe the director, Hillary Meyer, is going to organize some kind of inside event for the kids.
Oh, okay, now, yeah. That's Mrs. Meyer's, that's at the...
Josh Meyer's
wife. Oh, your wife, yes, okay. No. Yeah, close enough, no.
Josh Meyer's wife.
Bring it, Josh Meyer's wife.
Or, not my wife.
Not your wife. Okay, oh, okay. It's another Josh there.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, another Josh!
Another Josh!
Too many Joshes in
Fayette.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Start to hold it. No, not... Okay, well, we got to sit down now. My bad.
And then what else? We got the It's Always Tuesday.
That's right.
Improv comedy troupe is going to be performing
August 5th.
August 5th, yeah. And that's a teen improv workshop. Yeah. And actually, next Thursday and all the Thursdays leading up until August 5th at 6:30, I believe, they're meeting at the
Senior Citizens?
Senior Center across from Walmart in Boonville.
Right. And that's on Jackson Street, actually. Yeah.
And I take that back. I think next week they're meeting at the Head Start in Boonville.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Head Start.
Yeah.
So there's two spots over there. And when I'm in town, I venture over there and have a good time because it just keeps me on my skill. Improv is something that is just a unique type of skill that is professioned. But the thing about improv, the better that you don't know anything, the better you're off. Because, exactly. You know, you can't make a mistake in improv. Mm-hmm. There's no mistake. So, I love improv. So, anyway.
And I just learned that the lovely Kaya will be joining us next week. Public knowledge. You have to be there.
No, I have no choice.
Fayette knows your name. Expect you.
Oh, great.
Because all of Fayette will
thank
be coming
you so
to
much,
the
Josh, people
will
Josh
just be
too.
Like, okay, I arrived. Where's Kaya? She was on the radio.
Right here in Fayette or anywhere, especially in Fayette, though, you don't need a telephone because if you want the news, all you got to do is step outside. Anybody with me on that?
If you want to talk to someone, just step on your roof and holler.
Hey,
that's right.
I especially this news. Roof. This roof's got the whole town's
yeah.
And radius.
The whole
news
town.
Very, very
on your roof.
You got the whole town.
On your roof, you got the whole town. On your roof,
you got the
whole town.
On your roof.
Whoa. That was way above what I thought
of.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a mystery.
Even us.
The other big news or pertinent information is the Festival of the Arts, August 5th. So any artists out there listening, if you're between the ages of 6 and 18, you can enter up to 4 pieces for free in the children's art show, the youth art show. And adults, we have 2 categories of professional and amateur. And the big news for you painters out there, they added a new category this year. So in addition to oil and acrylic, that will be its own category, and pastel and watercolor will be its own category. So we've added a new...
sculpture, maybe?
There's also sculpture, photography, and what they call varied media, so that would be anything else.
And if somebody wanted to do a performance art piece, I think they would have to technically allow it. Any bold souls out there?
So what you're saying is that if I wanted to break out my old costume when I was one of those street performers who pretended to be a statue, I could be technically considered a performance
artist. We put a display
absolutely.
Case. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't do that. That was part of a joke. But for anyone out there listening who used to be one of those street performers who pretended to be a statue, there is a place for you at the Festival of the Arts.
We show up at the Festival of Arts. There's like 10 street performers there, like all lined up.
It's like, I came here because I heard
I was really ready. Can I be first? Can I please?
Standing right next to the sculpture, so it's like, well, where does one category begin and the other one end? I'm so confused!
I'm going to dress up as a dollar bill and stand on... I'm just a bill sitting on a
bill. Just call me Bill.
I've got a costume.
You have a dollar bill costume?
I have a $100 bill costume.
Yeah. I think if you wanted it to count, that you'd have to make it yourself. You can't just hang up like Picasso's art in our museum. I'm not qualifying your dollar bill costume as Picasso's art, but I'm saying it kind of feels like if you want to enter it, you should make
Have you
own.
Seen That's this true. Face?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, hey, cool down, buddy.
Self-deprecation is the leading cause of comedy in this program.
Self-deprecation is comedy in this program.
There's definitely a bit of comedy everywhere.
That was a bit of comedy right here.
Comedy.
Got a spot of tea.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit here.
It's not just
little bit here, a little bit there.
Just a wee bit of comedy.
A wee bit.
Any what? Russians you in got, the room?
What? You what?
There we go. There he is.
You got the Russian guy. I thought you had a voice coming up here.
Butt voice.
Yeah.
Yesterday I watched, I was hanging out with Adam Crystal, who was supposed to be the guest on the show, but I'm glad he wasn't.
Wow. Okay.
We traded
him. Right here.
We're not saying that you are a last minute addition. All we're saying is we enjoy spontaneous things happening.
That's what it calls a mystery.
That is a mystery.
But I was watching a movie called The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, love it.
Oh, you've seen that movie?
No,
it's a great movie. It's about an American spy and a Soviet spy having to work together to prevent some Nazi leftovers from making
Nazi
a new
leftovers.
Nuclear... Well, yeah, you know, the World War II is over. We're in the middle of the Cold War, and Nazis got these plans to make a nuclear bomb. And so, obviously, the Soviets and the Americans are like, that's not a good idea. So they send their best agent. The Americans send their best agent, and the Soviets send their best agent, and hijinks ensue. It's a wonderful movie.
Let's put that on our list of movies.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
And
it's based
that
on...
That used to be a serialized weekly...
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah,
like the prequel. It's like the prequel to that TV show.
Okay.
Right.
It's like how it started to happen.
Hmm,
so, like, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. isn't mentioned... towards the is until the
till
end
the
of
end?
The movie.
Yeah. Wow.
Kind of like Get Smart when they did that.
Yeah, Get Smart.
Yeah,
when Get Smart came out, my dad forced me to sit down and watch the first few seasons of that TV show. I liked the movie better, but at that age, I liked anything.
There was
anything.
A movie called Get Smart?
Yeah, there was a Get Smart movie with Steve Carell, and it had The Rock in it, too.
You can say that your dad forced you to,
who
but you don't have to lie.
Who was the guy, the character in Get Smart, the guy?
Maxwell Smart.
And who was the actor that played him?
I have no idea.
I thought he was excellent. I honestly did. And his sidekick, the lady.
99. Yeah.
Good total.
They were
song.
Both really good.
Am I the only one that's lost here? Because I haven't seen
it. Yeah, I
have no idea.
Okay,
I got it. My old band is show. I was like,
right
I was shrinking and shrinking. Smug.
I'm out of my element.
Help me, please. Somebody help me.
Get me out of this conversation.
I'm blind. I'm falling and I can't get up. I can't help myself.
So Kaya, do you have any gigs coming up?
Gigs?
Yeah.
This is my only one this week.
Oh, man.
Hey, there we go. High five.
I didn't know anything about it until about 30 minutes ago.
Right. That's right. You can already
clear all my pockets out of my pocket change.
No,
we gotta leave her a tip.
I mean, if I'm doing my improv show, then I guess that's coming up.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been peer pressured into it.
August 5th.
by the radio station. My name has been mentioned.
Peer pressure is such an
I can't go
phrase.
Back now.
How about highly incentivized?
Yeah, okay, that's what the kids at the party say, too. We still call it peer pressure at the end of the night.
Okay.
Hey, you get paid in laughs and smiles, so it's not bad.
If laughs and smiles could keep the heat on, Josh.
That would be an amazing thing, right?
They can warm the cockles of my heart.
The cockles. Why is anyone touching the cockles of your heart, Josh?
Just the tacos.
The tacos
are good.
That too.
No, that's more down my line.
Yeah, let's hold the tacos close to your heart. And if you eat too many tacos, you get heartburn. Okay, so tacos are good. Yeah.
That actually sounds like a really bad soap opera from Texas, Tacos of the Heart.
Tacos of the Heart.
I was thinking like
make it happen.
I was thinking
yes.
More of
time.
A depressing independent Mexico film or something. Stop action.
I cannot go with you, Juan. I love Jesus. Jesus. He eats chalupas. You are right. He is not one of us.
I have to tell you one. The other day, I had a tamale.
A hot tamale?
I had a tamale.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but hey, it came out of there.
The mystery will never be solved.
Yeah, right.
On the Fayette Mystery Show.
Mystery Show.
Mystery!
Well, we have basically said all the news that is available.
Is there any more news?
There's always more news.
Well, we want to...
We're just going to keep pulling news.
Somebody hop on Facebook. Let's see what's going on.
Why don't we give Delia Remington a little shout out. Delia, we appreciate you. And Delia is a book writer that's from right here in Fayette, Missouri. And of course, she did a show, and now she has her own show coming up, I believe. And we want to have the listeners purchase her book and enjoy the first setting of In the Blood. And Delia I always told her, because she used to be a librarian at CMU, I told her that one day, Delia, you're going to have a calendar and you're going to be writing all your appointments in it. And here I'm telling her, you know, like I'm the doctor that doesn't follow the proceeding. But anyway, I do to a certain extent. But anyway, I told her that she was going to be doing that, and she's actually doing that. She has to pencil you in as far as equipment and timing and book sales and podcast and radio shows and et cetera. And it's really a nice thing to be able to say, hey, we have a professional book writer right here in Fayette, and that makes Fayette a little bit more popular and a little bit more famous, I would say. So give Delia a hand. And all right, and of course, if you keep listening to 94.7 KPIP, right here, low power in Fayette, you will, of course, hear the call times of Delia's show. So,
actually, was anyone here for that show?
Hmm? Do you know the show?
Because I like
her show times are.
Well, we are working out the details, and she's starting. She's doing a dramatic reading of In the Blood, and then she's also developing a kind of a podcast about, you know, that will involve literature, the literary arts. And so she's putting in the laying the foundations of her new show. So by August, I think, you know, we'll have a better understanding of where we might place that show.
Okay.
If anyone out there listening wants to tune in to listen to the serialized version of In the Blood, you know, call 660-728-5060, leave a message, and we'll pass that along to Delia, and we'll get it on the schedule at a time when people can listen. And so we're just in the beginnings of organizing that show. I forget, she's got a name for it, I can't remember.
It was, what was the number? 660-728-5060.
5060.
5060.
660.
too many sixes all in a row for me. I might be a pagan, but I was raised as a Baptist, so.
Well, yeah, that's understandable. Mercy, mercy. I'm trying to work with Pentecostals and
also
without the snakes. I mean, I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Also, shameless self-promotion. Anytime that you hear that You're Entitled to Our Opinion is coming on, listen to it. You might get to hear more of my the soft, luxurious tones of my voice.
Oh, that's what? Right. We broadcast an hour-long discussion between you and David Holman.
Yes, over lots of things. I didn't know he was going to go in depth with some of the topics he was talking about. So
okay.
It was like he'd ask a question, I'd be like, "Eh, that's a tough one."
What were some of the questions he asked?
You know, the nature of the afterlife, what I believe the purpose of it is, what the meaning of the universe is. The difference between like science, like fantasy magic, and the actual magic that people practice nowadays, magic with a K.
So glad you brought up that stuff.
Yeah, it's a small condensed history of the occult in the past 200 years, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, we will rebroadcast that many times over the course of a year. So David is going to take a hiatus because he's working on some ideas for Halloween programming and Christmas.
Spoopy.
So we're going to rebroadcast the Yet To programs that David works so with he's such dedication.
Definitely a hard worker.
Yeah.
Definitely. A very nice person, too. And just want to give him a shout out, too. He helped me with my thesis getting out of college. And we had a good time as far as trying to match everything up. And, of course, he had to shake my collar a little bit. Come on now. You're almost graduated. Let's go. Get out there. Do what you got to do. And here I'm like, okay. Thank you. But definitely an honor to work with David Holman. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, folks. Sounds like that's about it for us.
Yeah.
Sun's getting a little low in the sky.
It is getting low.
Sky!
Still a little hot, but
it's a little warm.
I guess it'll probably get a little bit cooler as we start to transition out of our
evening hours.
Out
of the evening hours into
out
the dawn.
Out of the noon hours.
The night for the music.
The children of the night.
Okay, guys, what do you think? Well, let's see. We can try.
Well, there, Jim Bob. I think it's about time.
Did you notice
it's about that time, man.
Cramping
me on this on up here.
But I never stop. You know, if you have to use your elbows. Anyway, actually, let me give a shout out to this gentleman that's in Venice Beach, California.
Oh.
He plays.
Did we broadcast that?
Great. He plays with his foot pedal, and he has a drum. And he plays, he plays bass with his foot, and he uses his arms for a cymbal, and he uses a harmonica, and then it switches off to a horn. And
oh, is he one of the one-man bands?
He's a one-man band.
Okay.
Yeah, that is so true. But anyway, dude is very, very talented. But anyway, and of course, sitting in Venice, you know, a lot of people, well, they'll stand there and throw money in the jar. But anyway, so much for that.
This is Josh Kirby signing off here, and also
I signed on.
You signed on. Yeah.
Where have I been for the past half hour? That horrible motor noise. Yeah, this is Josh Yagen getting ready to hop on out of here
with Tommy G.
Of course, our lovely
guest. I'm Kai Gregoire.
Yes.
All right.
And we've got
John Tinker,
and of course the lovely
Trisha Fisher.
All right. Okay. Let's go with volume.
Hey, Fair Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Fair Area Community Theater Mystery Show.